Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellison's Tuesday, December 18th, 2012.
Episode 8.42, the Week 15 Recap Show.
I didn't try very hard on that 2012,
you
did I?
Didn't. I'm it was sorry. Kind of like a, like you just...
I mailed it in, didn't I? I was...
You were Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade. Mm.
Don't wreck, there's no one left to kill here. Just give me some French fried taters and mustard. No, Steven, I was thinking of mailing it in kind of like so many teams did this week.
Oh, the mailing it in.
I was thinking of like the Kansas City
in.
Chefs, the San Diego Chargers.
The New York Jets, who freaking cost me a spot at the playoffs.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, can't score a point. You know, we had three teams, Steven, this week not score a point.
Yeah.
In their Week 15 matchup. What on earth is going on there? How about the New York Giants? Speaking of mailing it in, you've got to think that you can manufacture something against the Atlanta Falcons. Something.
Something.
But no.
Jeffrey, I've got a little something for you, my friend.
Yeah.
And I will give it to you when we come back.
I better not be a kiss. And that's not even loud enough.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay, so I like to tell tales out of school and embarrass people wherever possible.
Right.
Steven is the person who, when the volume is not loud enough on his output device, he turns up the volume on his headphones so that it'll be louder.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It makes it louder in your head, yes. But not actually in the show.
Yeah. Okay, well.
No, it's so funny to watch people sometimes just do the completely backwards thing. I enjoy that.
Well,
and I do it just as much as anybody.
Since I thought that my iPad was already up all the way.
You had it turned up to 11.
It
was clearly your headphones that weren't loud enough.
Yes, but it turns out my iPad wasn't up.
How's your own voice sound in your head?
It sounds pretty good now. It sounds pretty good now. Anyways, Jeffrey, my advice to you,
yeah.
I don't know if you read it on Facebook
or
not.
I did. And
it's a nickel's worth of free advice.
The funny thing was he teased me and he said that he owed me an apology, but now he's going to criticize me. But that's okay.
No, I didn't say it.
No, you
never
did yesterday.
Did I say apology?
Actually, the word apology came out of Steven's mouth for maybe the first time.
I said I owe you props
for a pick. That you talked me out of.
That was yesterday.
And you used the word apology,
right,
which was very
show,
tender. It was very sweet.
Yeah, no,
we had
I
a
did.
Sweet, tender moment, and now you're like going to criticize me.
Well, I am. But that's a different story. That's for later. That's when we get to that game.
The
I will apologize.
Apology segment of the show.
Yes.
This is the make fun of Jeff segment of the show. It's okay, because I made fun of you. So it's my turn. I'll take my medicine.
You, from now on, for the rest of the season, and probably...
Forever.
For as long as we do this.
For eternity.
Should never make last-minute changes to your picks ever again.
That's a fair point.
You went to the Ravens. That didn't work.
But I had reasons.
I mean, that didn't work
I had
all.
Reasons.
And then you went to the Redskins. I mean, from the Redskins to the Browns.
But so did a bunch of people.
I did that
so
as
did
well.
A bunch of people.
And we all thought
they
that
feared
RG3,
the Cousins.
Yeah, of course.
I fear my cousins. Come on.
And that kind of, so they both cost
they
you.
Did.
I only did the Redskins, and I mean, I think everybody did the Redskins.
A lot of people did, right.
RG3. But,
most Redskins fans
I never
would have done
understood
that.
The Red. As a matter of fact, didn't later on I text you, I was like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I
what
never
the hell
asked
you, thinking?
You, what was that all about?
And again, I like, Steven, when you challenge me with what the hell are you thinking, because I like to rethink positions that I have to make sure that I'm solid on it. And so, would I have done it again? Probably. Unfortunately.
All right.
But I feel loved when people check my back and go, dude, what are you thinking? That's my love language.
Well, because
is people questioning
I didn't
me.
Actually really get your I texted you saying I'm changing
you
to
did.
Matches, and then you're like, well, I've already posted that
right.
I made this shit. And I
just
like,
figured you lived on Twitter and so you'd see it. Because
yeah,
I tweeted
I
it and Facebooked it.
I don't live on Twitter, you know, much like a lot of people believe. I don't live there.
Okay.
I do check it.
Yeah.
During when the games are on, I have it open because I like to see what other people are saying.
Sure.
And every once in a while, I'll interject a comment.
Like the Twitter, if you had Twitter open last night, you would have seen JETS Jets, which stood for. You didn't see that one?
I did not.
Okay, well, it was a great acronym that had to do with Sanchez.
Jeez.
No, it was really clever.
Okay,
it was way better than that. But continue. So my rationale with the Ravens was simply. Look, they changed offensive coordinators to former Colts coach, Jim Caldwell.
Yep.
They changed offensive coordinators to Jim Caldwell late in a season when you're leading your division, which means you have clear problems on your offensive side of the football, and the Ravens clearly do. And so if you've changed your Jim Harbaugh, you change coaches. Now, there's another coach that made a change whose last name is Harbaugh in a winning season.
Yes.
That would be his little brother, Jim.
Yes.
Now, Jim's change, as we now know, has worked out pretty well.
It's starting to grow on me.
It is growing on everyone, especially 49ers fans.
After this week's performance.
We cannot deny when you go into Foxborough.
It has grown on me a little
do
bit.
Do something unprecedented virtually, that maybe it's working out. So I'm like, okay. So he's a Harbaugh. He's making a late season change to a first place team. Maybe he knows stuff that I don't know. Maybe this team, and look, I picked the Baltimore Ravens to go to the Super Bowl.
You did.
They're one of my two Super Bowl teams. So they have to improve on the offensive side because they're bad.
Defensively,
they're
bad, not stopping anybody.
But their offense is so inept.
But
and
Flacco's elite.
No, he's not anymore.
Well.
Anyone who believed he was doesn't believe that today.
So after 4 weeks of the season, everybody was saying, yeah, maybe Flacco has joined the elite club, and now it's all for naught.
Oh, I love this Twitter one. Real Toke Dude. So he's apparently a enjoyer of marijuana.
Okay.
At Jeff Ellis, as a Jets fan, I feel strongly that the only reason we have Tebow chant is because it's difficult to chant Bumblebee Tuna.
There you go.
Very clever. Very well played. I like that one a lot. I doubt I'll be able to find last night's Jets thing amidst the billion tweets that come in. We got too many people. We got to clean up our Twitter followers,
Steven.
Come
on, guys. Say what you mean. Okay.
Say what we mean.
Tweet something
offensively
yesterday?
I tweeted the Tebow thing that I thought just was clever. Which was, he's an impotent bystander kind of thing.
Oh, okay, so you tweeted that out.
Because of he's a well-paid impotent bystander amidst one of the worst and silliest decisions in Jets history. I didn't say that I thought Tebow should start. It's just, isn't it ironic they showed a sideline shot of Tim Tebow? Isn't it ironic that here's this guy making $5 million a year who didn't really do anything this year? Except for create more controversy on a team that was so controversial and bad that they've actually taken the storyline away from the New York Giants, who are floundering in their post-Super Bowl year, and that they dominate the news cycle. And it's like, look, the Giants won the Super Bowl. Shouldn't you be trashing on them for pissing this away? You know, it's like a single game separates these two teams in the standings.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be bashing on the Jets? No, it's the Jets because Rex Ryan is such a
it's all
monster.
It is all about the Jets.
So I just thought it was funny. I wasn't saying start Tebow. I don't believe that. I think the third string guy is better, Bumblebee Tuna. I don't remember his name right now. What's his name?
McElroy.
Yeah, Greg McElroy. Not Rory.
No, not Greg. Is it Greg?
I think it might be. I think there's a decent chance I got that one right. So, that being said, it's just, look, it's pathetic. It's very sad.
You did get that right, by the way.
Thanks.
Just wanted you to know that.
I feel loved, nearly. Anyways, I don't know what the Jets thing stood for.
You can always remember, if you can't remember Greg McElroy, you can always say the dude from Alabama.
Ah, yes. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Don't set me like that.
Jeff, can I rant?
It's a little early in the show, but go for it. You have the button. I'm the guy who doesn't have the button.
I'm ranting.
And now we have the volume, right?
You know, I kind of now realize why it is I have broken down and created my NFL power list, okay?
Why'd you have to name it a power list?
Because I don't like rankings.
It is,
so there you go.
Do you actually rank the teams?
I don't like the word rankings.
Did you rank your teams?
No, it's more of a power list. It's the powerful teams of the moment.
But you've ranked them in an order?
I don't like it. Rankings. I don't like it. So I've made it the power list.
You can call it whatever you want, but you have to acknowledge that you ranked them.
They're not ranked. They're listed in the order of my powerfulness for each team.
So you rank them according to your powerfulness for each team.
I list them.
Oh,
I
list them.
That's why it's a power list.
I see.
Okay, thank you.
They're not
you very
rankings.
Much.
They're it's a list.
It's a power list.
Numbered.
There you go.
In a ranking store style.
So I'm looking at NFL.com's, as they call it, power rankings. So they took your rankings and my power and they put it together.
No,
and
that's I have
what they
power.
You have power too?
I'm no, powerful. You have powerful. Yes. I'm powerful. I'm the only one who has powerful. And if you let it be to me, it would be every week most powerful, which is the irony. It's just a little game, which is every week's more powerful than the prior
than the
one.
Prior week.
But continue. Continue.
So I'm looking at their rankings on NFL.com. Two teams with rather impressive wins dropped in the standings, in their rankings, should I say. First of all, the Houston Texans, which previously were ranked 2, dropped to 4.
Yeah.
After beating a pretty good Indianapolis Colts team.
Yeah.
And the one that I have no earthly idea how it's even possible, the Denver Broncos, who were ranked 4th, Jeffrey, last week, they dropped him down to 5th this week after going into Baltimore and shredding the Ravens in their home turf.
Because according to Stephen Miranda, you cannot drop in the rankings or list if you win. That is not a possibility.
You stay still or you move
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yes.
I can explain your position. I can't defend it, but I can explain it.
Okay.
So I just explained it. You do not move down for winning. Ever.
Ever.
Which is why at the beginning of the season, your first rankings or list should and must be the Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
That's why. Because have they lost yet? No.
And let me qualify this. Especially you don't go down after a win if you go on the road and do it convincingly.
Yeah. What if you beat the Kansas City Chiefs by 40? You should have beaten them by 60.
By 40 is pretty good enough in the NFL.
Okay, 45? It is. We're talking the Chiefs.
You go on the road and you beat the Baltimore Ravens on their home turf, a place where they don't lose all that often. And you spank them, and you drop in the rankings?
Inexplicable.
And that is what, I guess, kind of forced my hand to create my own. And that's why they exist.
Muzzy Images says that rumors about Tim Tebow being impotent, circulated by Steven and Jeff, mainly Jeff, are completely unfounded. It was a metaphor. I wasn't actually speaking of his sexual virility. It was a metaphor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You understood it as that, didn't you?
Yeah, didn't anybody else?
And maybe it's being funny. Or maybe Muzzy has special inside information where he feels really defensive about that. Because he certainly knows Tebow's virility because he's experienced it personally.
Okay.
And it just got a defensive response. He couldn't see the subtlety of the wordplay. That's probably
it. All right.
So, Muzzy, congratulations to you and Tim.
All right.
And your pending nuptials.
I see. So I don't know. I just
am I having too much fun here at other people's expense?
At your own, actually. I don't know.
At my own expense?
Yes.
I'm not making fun of me. I'm making fun of that other guy.
Well, you're making fun of your comment a little bit, I guess.
No, I stand by my comment.
All right.
He was an impotent bystander. He wasn't allowed to do anything. He was handcuffed most of the season, and who knows if he could have done anything. Doesn't matter, but he got paid really well to stand there, and he's part of the problem. Yeah. That's all I meant.
So I sent out a tweet this weekend.
Did you?
After watching one of the games. And I tweeted this. Who else is tired of seeing wide receivers get up asking for a flag every time they do not catch the ball? And
yes,
that includes my man Dez.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so tired of that.
Yes. Oh, yes. I think we need a yellow card system in the NFL. And if you go and do something like that, you get carded.
Yeah.
And if it happens twice in a 3-week span, you get a 15-yard penalty. And that'll stop it. Won't it stop it from guys just saying, come on, oh. That's the incredulity of the guy saying, dude was all in my jock. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you didn't see that. Oh. Well, he was actually watching you because for every wide receiver, there's an official assigned to watching them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So he was being watched. So if the guy was literally in your jock it probably got seen. Do officials miss calls? Sure.
Yes.
But usually it's because of a positioning thing where the official is on one side, and so the smart defensive back will go and defensive end will go and hold the other side.
Because the Green Bay Packers corner did get away one on Alshon Jeffries.
But you know what, girls? Just get over it and play the game.
Which, don't get me started on the Green Bay Packers and what in the world they were doing with
what
their
trick. What are they doing with their trick
punt?
I like the fake where, I don't know who it was, but the guy was so amped that he threw it like into the stands virtually on the fake punt.
The fake punt. That was the Dolphins.
That was so funny. Wow. That was one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
Well, you see what happened The undefeated 72 Dolphins were at the stadium. To be honored. And, you know, the only bad play, I don't know if you saw this on ESPN, the only bad play, Jeff, was Garo Uprimium's missed field goal. He tried to throw the ball. He tried to throw a pass after the block was, and it kind of, and the ball went behind him.
Exactly.
It was kind of like
it
Marissa
was when
Miller's
we had Marissa Miller
kick.
Playing finger football.
Yes, she
we didn't have, it was not sexual. Finger football.
Yeah, she flicked it and she flicked it backwards.
And somehow she broke the laws of physics and it went behind
her. That's what Garo Uprimium did. And so this guy was showing, hey, Garo, look at this, how you throw the ball. And he just freaking chucked it into the stands.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Chucked it to the stands.
Well, what game was so bitterly cold this weekend where...
All of them?
No.
The one in Dallas?
I think the New England game was the coldest of the lot.
Oh, yeah, that looked pretty cold.
And one of the passes that ended up being a fumble was just... He threw the ball. I don't remember if it was Kaepernick. It must have been Kaepernick or Brady. But he throws the ball and then looked at his
Kaepernick
hand.
Kaepernick or Brady, because there's only two quarterbacks that played.
I said it was one. I don't remember which one. That's all I'm saying is okay. I don't remember which one.
Kaepernick or Brady. One of the, okay.
Right. One of
all
the
right.
quarterbacks.
Right, one of the
it was so cold.
Which one was
threw
it?
The ball yes. and it slipped out of his hand behind him. But he had no idea. It's when his empty hand comes forward, and he looks down at his empty hand like an infielder who just made an error and looks at his glove. And like, dude, what did you do to me? He looks at his hand like, dude, you're supposed to still have a football in your hand. Yeah. Where did it go? Oh, it's behind you because it's so cold you can't feel your fingers.
I'm not sure that was in that game.
Might have been a week earlier.
But
that was fun. That was fun. Big fun.
The fumble where what happened to the ball? Oh, Jeffrey, we got lots of games to talk about.
We do.
We should probably
We've been talking
start.
About football, last I checked.
And let's start
Dude, you guys,
with...
You guys tangent too much. You don't talk about football. That tangent was all football.
Do you have any...
Do I have any what?
Any. Football news that you would like to discuss?
Sure. We'll talk briefly about the fact that there was a little bit of a PR snafu with Josh Brent being allowed on the sidelines of the Dallas Cowboys game last week.
Well, when he kind of just shows up unexpectedly, it's kind of bad form to shoot
him
away.
Well, okay.
He
but
did
here's
show
the
up
thing.
According to the Cowboys.
His status on the team allows him to be anywhere with the team.
Yes.
Because he is on the non-injured injury
and
list.
So people just expected he would not come to the game.
Because he killed a teammate and is in a lot of trouble and has given a very bad face to the team, it would be the best thing to do to stay away from the team and not bring any more light on that particular situation.
But
so
when
his mother reached out to some of his teammates, apparently, and said, you know, it would be really mean a lot to Josh if he could come to the game. And a few of his close friends on the team said, sure, why not? But they didn't check with anybody.
Right. And so he showed up. So Josh just showed up to the game.
And they go to, they start with Rich Dalrymple, and then they go to Jerry Jones, and then it goes to Jason Garrett, and they're like, we didn't know. And then Jerry has to do he has to take the bullet for the team. We support Josh completely in this, and we think he needs to be around his family, and we are a big part of that extended family, and we're going to do anything we can to help him. But the fact was, it was very embarrassing for the Cowboys, and a lot of more people should have thought, and he will no longer be permitted.
That is correct.
So there's some news for you there.
From this point forward. But I think when he shows up unexpectedly, it would have been poor form.
Man's already had a couple DUIs, spent time in jail. I'm going to say his decision-making isn't the best, so I'm not going to hook him with this one because he didn't injure anybody.
Right.
So of all the dumb things he's done recently, this isn't one of them.
And I don't think that the Cowboys would have been looked good had they shoot him away.
If anybody, even his mom calls Jerry Jones, please, Jerry would have said, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. It would be very damaging to the organization to have Josh there. We love Josh. I'm going to do whatever I can to help Josh because I want to see him get well.
Right.
But having him there.
I like what Garrett said. He said, look, we do not condone what he did.
Yeah.
What he did was horrible.
But he's a teammate.
But
he's a member of this organization.
Just like someone in your family.
And your family.
You don't just say, get away from me.
I had someone in my family say, would you go visit so-and-so if they killed somebody? I'm like, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, if they killed my mom, maybe not.
Right.
You know, but if they killed somebody I didn't know, probably. I wouldn't go there because I condone them killing anyone. My going there would simply be an act of love and trying to console a family member who's done something really evil and wrong.
Right.
Jeez. Forest, trees, people.
The other thing is that he's been ordered to wear an alcohol bracelet, monitor. Not bracelet. I don't know how the monitors work, but it's an alcohol monitor.
It's attached to your thorax.
Is that?
So every time you swallow, it senses if it's alcohol, and if it is, it makes you vomit.
Get the story right.
Oh, come on. Making up stories. We used to, Stevie, you remember the good old days?
Yeah.
When we could have a whole show where we just made stuff up?
Yeah, but we're not making stuff up.
We're
right
being
now.
Professionals. And it's sad.
I know, you don't like
because
it.
Because making stuff up is so entertaining.
It's an electronic monitor.
Attached to his thorax.
You're a poop.
Yep.
And he will be required to wear the monitor to detect if he's had anything to drink. So.
Okay, I'm reading this one.
Yeah.
Lions Jim Schwartz admitted Monday that his team season has, quote, gone off the rails.
he's just sinking in. Figuring that out right
it's
now.
It's just sinking
okay,
in.
Thank you. Cause he's going off the rails
on a crazy train. Yeah, this helps.
Does it help? Really? But. Jim, come on! You didn't know that already?
Ozzy.
Oh, man. I just wish you would get to that going off the rails on a crazy train a little bit sooner.
I don't know. No, I really was enjoying that. That's like the bumper music to Extra Time. When I'm just doing air guitar and knowing it's like
that.
2 o'clock in the morning.
They play that for me,
night gets
or
later.
They play... Something about Beverly Hills.
Probably. They don't play Hotel California for you?
No, they don't do that.
Do they play Californication for you?
No.
That's good. I don't like
they
that.
They play the Wish They All Could Be California Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So I've given them some stuff. I've given them Pink Houses, which I like. Ain't That America,
yes.
You and Me. Ain't That America, Sub of the Sea. Little Pink Houses for you and me.
Ain't That America.
Yeah, a little Johnny Mellencamp, who was disappeared last year at the Super Bowl. Thanks, John. Appreciate you hanging out with Meg Ryan at the game but not being able to show up during the week. Thanks, John. Mr. Indiana there. Thanks. Are we going to meet at the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know.
I want to thank Rich.
Eisen?
Rich, our producer friend.
Okay, Rich.
Yes. Who beat me last week and kept me out of the fantasy playoffs, and I didn't see how he did this week, but I hope he lost.
Whoa,
wow, that's mean.
That's not what you do to friends.
No, friends don't say mean things about friends.
No, you.
But friends do try and make friends laugh. And I know Rich. You know Rich. But we're all caught up payment with Sky, so we actually can afford to go to the Super Bowl, Steven.
And which is good news because we just got our credentials for the Super Bowl.
So things are falling into place nicely.
So they are.
So if you or anyone you know will be in the New Orleans area, we will probably have 15 minutes a day to visit with people.
15.
Remember last year?
Remember last year? You kind of worked me pretty hard last year.
I worked you pretty hard. We worked us pretty hard.
I was wondering if you could not work me so hard this year.
We worked us so hard last year that the day started generally at 7:30 in the morning and finished well past midnight, and that was every freaking day, and except Saturday. Saturday, yes. We slept in until like 11:30 or something.
Only because we went out. Well, you didn't go out.
We went
out Friday and we're out till 4 in the morning.
Well, you and Ben needed to go, you know, drink things out of women's cleavages.
I did not do that.
I know that.
Ben did.
But it makes my sister nervous at the thought of it. And again, friends make friends laugh. And
my nephew, who is quite single and can
quite single
do that.
And quite entertaining and capable of being entertained.
Can do that. You know, and he had loads and loads of fun. Which is good, and I just was enjoying him.
So if you're going to be in the New Orleans area, hit us up, let us know. We'd love to meet some people and say hi and have fun. Urlacher rips the Bears fans for booing them at home, and I say to Brian Urlacher, with all due respect, because I like Brian Urlacher a lot. I really like Brian Urlacher. I felt a unique kinship with the big man. But Brian, what do you expect when you guys haven't beaten the Packers in a couple of years? Mm-hmm. Okay. And Lovie Smith came in saying that job one was to beat the Packers. Okay.
That was...
Your fans have a right to boo you. Okay.
And the fact that they've, now lost, five in a row, is it? Six
to
in a row?
To the Packers.
Well, no, I'm just saying in general, the season.
Forget the season. They've lost five in a row to the Packers. And for a Bears fan, that is as unacceptable as it gets. But you're also free-falling out of playoffs. And, Steven, the helmets are inside there. Besides that, in the right order.
Gosh.
I moved them. But you need to bring them from home. Bring them back to the cave.
Okay, so the Packers have lost three in a row. I mean, I'm sorry.
Bears.
The Bears have lost three in a row and five of the last six. That's not good, friends.
No.
I mean, I would expect...
Look, the injuries have... So many teams have been bitten by the injury bug.
But you know what? Their final two games at Arizona and at Detroit.
Okay.
They should win those, right?
They
if
should.
If they win those
they
two,
should.
They sneak into the playoffs.
Wow. And they are the team that everybody wants to play.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much. I mean, that's sad. Some of these wild card teams are just going to get... What?
I have a sneaking suspicion, though.
They're going to get in.
They don't win those two.
Arizona's going to trip them up with their great defense.
Or Detroit.
Arizona's got great defense.
Yeah, and Detroit is a...
They're off the rails. Steve, there's something that you clearly haven't grasped. Their coach has grasped.
But it's a divisional game.
I know that.
They hate each other.
I know that.
And they're playing in Detroit.
I know that.
And the fact that if they come, Detroit can get to Jay Cutler and knock him out of the game.
Right.
And so, quite frankly, so can Arizona. So even though those two teams have pretty bad records, their defenses can get to Cutler. And if they do, the Bears may not win either of them.
We can get to you. I know where you live.
It's going to be an interesting season. How about, you know what? I got claps. I got raves. I got raves. I'm raved because it's been a long time since we raved, and I got a rave, baby. And I love this man, and I could give him hugs all day long.
I'm right here, bro.
And his name
is
Adrian Peterson.
Oh.
The dude is a beast. And you know what? How about you give me dollars right now? I'm taking dollars from you. 150 yards. He smashed that. He went for 212,
I
baby.
Want my money because he didn't get 150 yards. He got 200 freaking 12 yards.
212. Smashed it.
Bro, and you know just what? Lowered your average that you need for
he
the
just
remaining
now needs
games.
147. He needed 170
yeah.
going
that's,
into
that's
the week.
That's what I said he couldn't do.
And now he's come down and made it 147. Jeffrey, what
you
you're telling
he's not
me?
Gonna get
150?
You're going to tell right
per game
with an easier defense than what you saw
well,
with the
Houston's
St. Louis.
Coming up. Houston is
Houston
tougher.
Has struggled lately.
They have struggled, but they ranked number 3 against the run. So they do play the run pretty good. But you know what?
I think he gets 150 against the 49ers. Okay? This is crazy.
That's
he
true.
Is
he, said,
he wills it.
You know what I loved? They talked to him after the game and he was like, "I could run for 300." And he really believes that.
I don't doubt it.
He really believed that he could run for the. And you know what? That's like high school football numbers.
Yeah.
You know, kids
right,
run for 300 in the high school game. He really believes, and he can do it, Jeff.
And he looks like a high school. Have you seen the video on YouTube about the track kid that came from behind?
No.
It was a relay, so there's a baton being involved. Yeah, yeah. And the 100 kid that was leaving, it 100? Was a 100.
Okay, so each one, so each when he four got the, runners run 100 meters.
So when the final guy got it, he had a lead of
20 meters, 30 meters? 40 meter lead, and he got caught.
He had no idea it was
dude,
coming.
Dude, you cannot be on a freaking 4x100 and get caught with a 40 meter lead.
He got smoked. I mean, well, it was close. It was close. It was bang bang at the end. But the kid was just, he had put it into that new eighth gear that he didn't know that he had in his car, where you chirp the tires going 130 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's what this kid had, super boosties.
He caught him.
Dude, and so they show it twice on YouTube because it's so amazing. You don't know what you've seen the first time. You're like, whoa, where'd this guy come from?
Yeah.
Then you start watching just him in isolation from where he started. He was probably third from the third place when he got the baton way behind and just boosties, just boom, and blew by him right at the wire. The kid's just like, what just happened?
40 meters, so the guy that was leading, he was already around the curve.
Oh, dude, so I don't know what race this was, but they took the last baton at the final curve. And the finish
that's the
4x100. Is that the 4x100?
Yeah, that's the 4x100,
okay.
Yes.
So yeah, at the final curve, where he got the baton,
yes.
the kid was well past the 50-yard line. Yes.
So he's halfway down the track.
Yes.
What you're telling me, because 40 meters.
You ran this. I know.
So when the guy gets the final baton at the curve.
The guy was approaching the 40, 45.
That's halfway down the track.
Yes.
And he got caught.
Yes. And by the way, he was running pretty fast.
I got to see this.
He was running. The guy didn't choke.
I got to see
Maybe he could have done better, but he's like, I've got a massive lead.
What was the final split? 9 seconds?
They don't show the time, but it was crazy fast.
I got to see the feed now because that's impressive. Trust me. Yeah,
I've never seen a kid go so fast in my life. It looked like it was trick photography and it was Flash Gordon. I told you the guy who was leading was running. He was running.
Yes.
So I was not. I didn't feel like he was slouching and he had mailed it in.
Was he coasting? Like
the,
we got
the problem
this,
baby. Was look. He could he have been caught. Running backwards, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
He would have been better off running backwards because he would have known it was coming.
He didn't know it was coming.
He had
so he
no
didn't,
idea.
Like,
he didn't pay push attention. Himself. He didn't hear the footsteps.
Yeah.
The last footstep he heard was the one that passed him. It was an amazing video. Go out and look it up on YouTube.
I am going to. I might look it up right now.
I think the hashtags are something like fastest finish in relay history or something like that. It's really crazy. So what else we got in news? We got Greg Schiano is confident in his slumping quarterback, Josh Freeman. Very excited for them. Congratulations. And Urlacher rips fans. Fletcher says Brown security assaulted family. One of the weirdest stories of the weekend comes out of Cleveland and Cleveland, Ohio. Steven, what do we know about Browns fans? They're not the most hospitable to the enemy, right?
No.
Are they possibly the least hospitable to the enemy? Are they possibly the least? They're certainly in the race for the top four of least hospitable fans to the enemy.
But this wasn't fans, Jeffrey. This was security.
It started. I'm hanging London Fletcher out here for a second to say why this is all I want to ask London Fletcher. I'm not going to blame the victims here. I'm not going to blame all the victims. But I'm going to ask London Fletcher of the Washington Redskins why he would invite many of his family members. He's from the Cleveland area, so it's a homecoming game for him as a Redskins member.
Well, you just answered your own question. It's a homecoming game for
him. Right, right.
All his family is there, Jeff.
So they come outfitted in Washington Redskins garb and tailgate. Why do you allow your family to go into what is one of the top two places hostile to enemy teams, where people have been beaten up historically for wearing opposing jerseys? Remember, I advocated human responsibility last week.
Yes.
Which is, you don't ever hit anybody anyways. It's your fault. I don't care how much they begged you to do it.
Right.
Okay? But Browns fans have that reputation that is not good. and you go and allow your family to go in there, London. And then they brought in security, and security didn't behave well, apparently, according to Mr. Fletcher. Mm-hmm. And I'll take him at his word right now until we get the full report. But he says his grandma ended up in the hospital, and his family got punched in the face and stuff. But, London, you should have a private area for your family to celebrate your homecoming rather than throwing them out to the dogs, literally, the dog pound.
Yeah, I don't know the full story, but I think that if they live there and they want to go tailgate, they should be able to go tailgate
and wear whatever they want. Fear. And not have. Then you don't understand Cleveland. Should Cleveland fans behave themselves? Sure. I wish it would change.
That's what I think should happen.
Should no little kid ever die in a shooting? Sure. That would be awesome. That would make me so happy. I wouldn't have cried this weekend.
Right.
But this is what it is.
Yeah.
And Cleveland Browns fans take
because
a certain amount of...
That's how those fans are. We're just going to let them be that, and we won't go have fun. We won't be able to go watch a football game.
Tell you what. I'm not talking about what it should be. I'm talking about what it is. The difference between... I was going to make some funny thing, and I couldn't come up with that. I couldn't craft it at the last minute. So, Steven, here's my question. Let's say that your dreams came true, and you were the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay. That was your dream, wasn't it?
No.
What were you? Wide receiver for the Cowboys? What were you?
No.
Just water boy. What were you for the Cowboys? Come on. What's your dream?
I was never anything.
You're
for
never
the Cowboys.
A cowboy.
No.
Wow. How sad. Okay. Well, let's say you had a dream where you were going to play for the Cowboys, and you did. And your family though is from Cleveland.
Yes.
Where you probably went to a Browns game or two when you were a kid, and you saw the dog pound, and you saw how the fans are, and you saw that frightening truck. Have you seen the dog truck with the beer can in his mouth? It's a school bus.
Okay.
And so your family's going to come out because the Dallas Cowboys are in town.
Right.
And you know what you know about the Cleveland Browns fans. You just tell your family, here's some Cowboys jerseys, go out in the parking lot and have fun. Is that what you do?
If that is what they normally do at a football game.
Is
and
beat
they go
up
and...
opposing fans. What do you do for your family? You
don't
let them
beat
do
up
that.
Opposing
yes, they
fans.
Do. Cleveland Browns fans do, just like Philadelphia Eagles fans do. Not all Philadelphia Eagles fans, and not all Cleveland Browns fans.
Okay.
But there are drunkards at these venues that have a history that goes back 50 years of
so
boorish
you're saying
behavior.
That if I'm going to Cleveland and the Cowboys are playing, I shouldn't wear a Cowboy jersey and tailgate in the parking lot.
You should not go and not expect trouble, because that would be to ignore reality. That would be called denial. Should it be that way? No, it shouldn't be that way. That's a horrible thing.
Right.
But I'm just describing reality. I'm not condoning it.
Okay, well, maybe you know something more about the Cleveland Browns fans
than
I do.
I've been doing a lot of research on tailgating and tailgating security, Stephen.
Okay,
I've been busting my tail in this department.
All right, and I'm not sure, but if I go to a football game and I'm wearing the jersey of the team that I'm supporting, I don't expect... wherever I go to get into an altercation. I don't look for that. I don't expect that. Because I think a little bit more of the human race, apparently.
You do.
So I don't expect that. I don't expect if I'm wearing my Cowboy jersey and I go to a football game.
First of all.
That I'm going to get into an altercation with someone simply because I am cheering for the opposite team. I should never expect that. And if we come to expect that, then that is that is problematic for society and for sports in general.
That's where we are. That's where we are. Steven, and it's sad.
I wear Cowboy jerseys all the time.
And you're a really great guy, Steven. So you are not the example. Just like I'm not the example of the typical gun owner in America.
Right.
Who is well-trained and has a safe and things like that. I'm not the good example. Correct?
Right.
You're not the good example of a fan because you're a really easygoing, affable guy who, when he wears his jersey, gives love to everyone and believes that what you put out there, you generally get back. And that's true. Steven puts out good vibrations. Guess what he gets back? Good vibrations. He meets fun people from all over the place who don't have anything in common with him, and they find common ground. Most people are not like that, Steven. They're not hostile, but they don't go in with that amount of gregarious joy. Most people aren't like that. So they go in a little vulnerable, a little defensive maybe, when they start seeing it getting bad, and they say something dumb, and boom, it explodes like a powder keg.
Yeah.
That's what typically happens. That's how these things happen. Steven, you would never get... you could wear a Cowboys jersey, you, could wear a Cowboys jersey to a Browns game and probably come out unscathed, and for that matter, to an Eagles game and come out unscathed. Because, I went into Philadelphia wearing what's their baseball team? Philadelphia Phillies. I went to Phillies game wearing all Angels garb. One person threw one thing at me, and I walked up because I knew how to handle the situation. They were all drunk, and I said, okay, only one of you must be sober enough to have hit me with that peanut, so who do I owe a beer to? And they all laughed. Hey, this guy's okay. I defused a tense situation with humor. Steven, most people can't do that.
Yep.
And so it can get bad.
But you don't blame the people who got
I don't blame. I busted. What I'm saying to London Fletcher is, please understand and don't put your family in bad situations. That's what I'm saying. And it's not blaming the victims.
Right.
But you cannot walk into South Central LA in the middle of the night dressed like $1 million and not expect someone to rob you. That's not reasonable.
Yeah.
There's bad situations, and you don't put yourself in bad situations and expect it to go well. That's all. Did you have time to find the video while I just took us down a bad place? Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really sex. I took us down a bad place.
Haley McQueen and apparently some BBC guy. All right, Haley. I see you playing for the other team, sweetie. All right. I know. I'm watching. I see you, girl. I see
what
you.
What about Haley?
She tweeted that...
Wait, Haley's not working for the BBC now, is she?
No. But she says...
She's our buddy on Sky.
Yeah, she tweeted a picture
not
of
her... Not as good
a
buddy as Claire. Claire, don't get your panties in a wad, okay?
She tweeted a picture of her with a presenter from the BBC.
Ah.
And she said, who says... Sky and the BBC don't get along.
Oh, no one
says
that.
They're looking kind of chummy.
The media portrays it as a huge rivalry. The fact is, inside the wall, management is our rivals. But talent?
Yeah.
Talent knows. Talent is talent, and we all get along.
Yes.
We hate people on our team. We hate people on your team. You hate people on our team. You hate people on your team. That's the way it works inside presenter land. I'm ashamed. I'm disappointed you couldn't find that guy. So, Stevie, here's the welcome to the hot seat. Welcome to the hot seat.
I don't have
it. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. I am on the hot seat.
Are the Jets fixable?
No. Blow it up.
Blow it up.
I like what Steve Young, because I normally don't like what Steve Young has to say.
He was rather emotional last
time. I like what he
said,
what he had to say yesterday. He attributed to the Jets taking the fast food approach to building their football team.
Nice.
They ate a lot of fast food, and it was good. It tasted good.
You know what?
And it was
fast
good
food,
for a while. And
the
it
new
got
Memphis
two...
barbecue at Carl's Jr. Yeah. Hardee's.
Good.
It's great.
He's like, and it got him two AFC championship appearances, and they were loving it, and the food was tasting delicious. Give me another burger. But now they're sitting there with a big old fast food gut.
Oh, my God, I'm fat, and I feel like crap.
And it's slow, and it's not good, and now it's time for them to get back in shape. They need to blow it up and get back in shape, and that's what needs to happen.
How far do you go? Woody Johnson?
Woody Johnson's the owner. So
okay. Who's his GM? I'm sorry.
Tannenbaum.
Oh, Tannenbaum. How bad is your team?
Pretty bad.
You suck a lot.
Mike the Cabbie is going to Bex at 8:15. Can we meet him? Can we get to Bex at 8:15?
No.
Seeing as that's in a
why did they cancel the Concorde? Yeah, you know, if we could have extended it out here to L.A., we could be in London in 5 hours and be amazing. It's ruined everything for us. Thanks. We were discussing the Jets and whether or not Tannenbaum should be fired also.
Right.
I've got this to say. Rex Ryan is a good defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Probably better than his brother Rob. And that's it. He's a great cheerleader. You see, Braylon Edwards had a tweet about, just had Rex's pregame speech. Nothing fires you up more. Braylon just got back there.
Yeah.
He hasn't been in that room hearing that speech week after week after week after week. And so Braylon was pumped up. How did Braylon do last night? Fantastically.
He was great. Yeah.
Spark plug. But for the rest of the guys, they've been hearing it week after week after week. The song runs old. The song remains the same. And the tune must change, friends. That is the state of the Jets. Now let's get on to the games. El Juego Grande.
Estupendo de la semana.
Oh, my God. It was historic. I had
I
so
don't
much
know if
fun.
It was historic, but it was
10 years. 10 years it's been since the New England Patriots lost at home in December.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
All right, I just think that it was kind of interesting that their furious comeback fell short. Usually, Patriots comebacks.
Oh yeah,
don't fall short.
They hit the mark.
They
boom.
Don't fall short.
You thought you were there, dude. Ha ha.
They came back from 31-7. They tied it 31-31, and you're like, what?
They Nelson
happened.
You. More often than not,
yeah.
And this was, what was the history of a 28-point second half comeback?
I don't know. It was
there was
crazy.
Some serious history going on here, and they were doing it,
and.
And that you're doing it against one of the best defenses in the NFL, that you're putting up ridiculous points. In like 14 minutes, you put up 31 points.
After playing 3.5 quarters of just awful football, turnover after turnover after fumble after fumble.
The weather was horrible.
And it's 31-31, and I'm like, I can't believe they did it. What is Harbaugh going to say about this? And then they get the great return by LaMichael James, which I'm so thankful that the 49ers finally got that kid on the field.
Yep.
Rookie running back from Oregon. Loved him. Loved him in college. Love him as a pro. He gets a great return. Sets him up near midfield. Then Michael Crabtree, second touchdown of the game, peels out, gets the ball, peels out, runs down the sideline, untouched, touchdown. You're like, huh. Maybe San Francisco isn't going to let them
Maybe
come back.
Maybe they ain't done. Maybe they are going to have a happy plane ride home. So, Steve, did you hear Michelle Tafoya's interview with you had Cap and you had Crabtree on the side on the field after the game? Did you hear the post game?
No.
Okay, so Michelle Tafoya afterwards talking to Cap. That's what everyone's calling now, Cap.
Okay.
Kaepernick. His teammates call him Cap, and so she's like, Colin, you know what was going on there at the end? And he says, When I went into the huddle, and Peter King reported this in his column yesterday, he said to all the guys in the huddle on the first play, he said, we have to score. And I don't mean we have to score on this drive. We have to score now. This is so un-Alex Smith-ish for a quarterback to go in and say, we have to score on this play. We have to show them that we are not done. And all the guys are like, okay. And so apparently Michael Crabtree does what wide receivers do, which is just throw me the damn ball, and I'll take care of business.
Yeah.
And so she interviews Crabtree, and he says, I just told Crab, give me the damn ball, and I'll score a touchdown. And that, my friends, is what happened. It's amazing. The arrogance of wide receivers is so bizarre, yeah. Especially when they're good.
And NFL New England Patriots are reporting, or actually they're sending out a congratulations, and we'll give them a congratulations. It's congratulations to wide receiver Wes Welker on becoming the first player in the history of the NFL to record 5 seasons with 100 or more catches.
That is so hard to do.
Yeah, that's... That's good stuff right there.
And he didn't have very many this week for all those fantasy football losers out there.
You know what? Ray Rice let people down.
3 points.
Doug Martin let people down.
1 point. 1 point. 3 points.
I'm in the big money Super Bowl. I'm very happy.
Josh Freeman was my late money.
He played against Josh Freeman and the guys.
That was me. That was me. That was me. Dude, so...
You're probably talking about me because
I had Freeman and Ray Rice who combined for 4 points.
You're not in the big money league. But in the big money league, I played against Josh Freeman.
And I left Joe Flacco on the bench for 30
But
points.
Here's the guy. So the guy texts me. He's like, I can't believe I left Roethlisberger on the bench and played Freeman. I thought he would shred New Orleans. Yeah, I'm like, it don't matter.
It's the worst defense in football.
I beat him so bad. I'm like, it don't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
Even if you had Roethlisberger's points, you still would have lost by 20.
LOL.
And he's like, yeah, that's sad. That's it.
He hadn't made that conclusion.
Oh, no. Sports Illustrated, don't. Please tell me you don't. Oh, they did.
They put him on the cover of SI.
They put Adrian Peterson on the cover of SI.
You know, there's something selfish about media organizations that have ancient curses that associate with them. There's something very selfish about that. We want history. He deserves history. When the guy he's chasing, when the guy he's chasing wants him to break his record, you need to give the guy a chance. Don't put him on the cover of Madden. Don't put him on the cover of SI.
You can't wait for him to break it and then you put
him on the
cover.
Celebrate him. Because he'll break his leg that day that you put him on the cover. But that's okay because he got the record. SI. Hate you.
Sports
hate you.
Illustrated. All right, I'm in a good mood now. Let's talk back. You know what? I'm gonna tip my hat. Look at I'm actually literally.
He's taking his hat off, and you should look at the.
I am tipping.
You just tipped your cap.
My hat.
Now adjust your take your headphones all the way off.
Yes.
And look at take them all the way off, and look at where the rubber is kind of sliding out of place there, and put that back before it comes all off, because we can't afford to fix them. it's adhesive.
Oh, I see.
So it sticks there. I monitor mine regularly.
I see what you're doing.
It's just adhesive, and it needs to get recentered there. It's the Sennheiser's
I'm
rule.
I'm recentering it.
The Sennheiser's rule, but they require
We've
they
had these for
anytime.
Coming on 2 years now. Right?
I know, but they sell spare parts. When your headphone manufacturer sells spare parts, that means that they expect parts to break.
Yes.
I don't expect parts to break. I expect parts to last forever.
So, Jeffrey, I'm going to put you on the hot seat, and I don't even have the hot seat.
Welcome to the hot seat. Dun, 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 dun.
So the New York Giants started the season 6-2. Had control of their own destiny, looking pretty good.
For a long time they did.
They're defending Super Bowl champs,
thank you.
Well, the Redskins have 5 straight wins. The Cowboys are 5-1 over the last 6. The Giants are 1-5 over their last 6. And now all 3 teams are tied. Do the New York Giants, A, win the division, the NFC East, B, don't win the division but get into the playoffs as a wild card, or C, not make the dance and cannot defend their Super Bowl championship?
The answer is C, Mr. Miranda, and this is not hatred. I know you're excited, but it's not hatred of the Giants. You know how much I respect the hell out of this team
yes.
and the guys involved.
You love them.
No, I don't. But you know what? Of all the teams in the NFC East, I probably like them best. I will go that far. I probably like them best. Eli has grown on me like moss grows on the side of a fence, and you just kind of it is kind of attractive.
Eli grows on you.
Yeah, I don't
like that. I would chop it down.
Moss on a fence.
Yeah,
I think moss on a fence looks kind of cool. Now, I know that inside it's actually degrading the structural integrity of the fence.
Yes,
I understand that.
And killing it.
But it looks kind of old-fashioned. And I want to say sexy, but that's not the right word. It looks rustic. And it looks appealing to the eye. Okay, that's Eli Manning. The rest of his teammates, I think, are real ballers and I think are really good. Victor Cruz, I think, is terrific. I don't like the salsa dance it's done, but that doesn't matter. Jake Ballard's good. Look, Jason Pierre-Paul, some of those guys are just, they're so good.
But you don't got to make it to playoffs.
Steven, they have a Super Bowl hanging over them.
Yes.
They have a Hurricane Sandy that they drive through the carnage of every single day. And
carnage.
Emotionally, this team is done.
Spent.
Yes, Steven. And they've got their share of injuries that they're trying to deal with, and they don't have what it takes. Biggest problem with the New York Giants right now is the inconsistency of their running game. The fact that that
they
doesn't allow them
Bradshaw
to sell.
Back this week.
I know, but he'll get hurt, and Mario Manningham is just like, Manningham's in San Francisco. That's not my point. Whoever the backup is there. And David Wilson should have been the next great thing, and they can't get the conversion quite from special teams to starter, where he's doing punt returns and doing a great job there. But you can't rely on it. And when you don't have the running game and you are Eli Manning, this is the same as the Houston Texans. It's the same as, I don't know what other teams I'm thinking of that might be in that department. Certainly the San Francisco 49ers. You have to have a viable, I would say the Atlanta Falcons. If you don't have that play action possibility, so much of the offense comes off the play action, and when you don't have a real running game, no one respects the play action, and therefore, you get eaten alive. That's what's going on with the Giants right now.
Giants don't make the playoffs.
They don't make the playoffs.
You heard it here first, but you heard it from Jeff.
No hatred involved. I like this team. I think
That's
Coach Coughlin is a good guy.
Because if I said it, people would say, Steven just hated
But you know I'm right.
Maybe. I don't know, because if they win their last two games, the Giants will make the playoffs regardless of what happens with the Cowboys and the Redskins. If they win their last two games, they will get the wild card spot. So they're tied. They have,
and they don't have the tiebreaker.
They have tiebreakers over the.
They don't have tiebreaker Bears over the Washington.
And listen, they have tiebreakers over Bears and over. Oh,
I'm sorry,
Vikings.
You said wild card. I'm yes, sorry, I thought card. You said division.
They have tiebreakers over. So if they just win their last two games, they get wild card, regardless okay. of what happens with Dallas and Washington.
That's fine.
So I think they might sneak in as a wild
and
card.
Frankly,
because
yeah. So the wild card contenders in the NFC, since we don't have the helm, pretty much the Seahawks have it sewn up.
They need to win one more game,
right? And
which isn't given since they got the Niners.
I understand,
this week.
But they're going to probably get the 5 seed. Then they also, I think, they host the Rams after that. So the 5 seed.
The Rams aren't.
The Rams can only beat the 49ers. Okay,
they're your team.
They can only beat the 49ers.
They play in the division.
They suck. They suck. They can only beat the 49ers. That's all they could do. And that's weird, but hey, weird happens.
But wouldn't it be bad for the Seattle Seahawks, who are where they are, really? You know, regardless of what happened in Week 3, but that's where they are.
It would be tragic if they didn't make the playoffs.
They lose to San Francisco, and they lose to the Rams the following week, and they're not in.
You know why it would be especially tragic?
Why?
It would be especially tragic, period, because this is a really terrific team. Yeah. But Russell Wilson, Steven, should be the rookie of the year.
Back-to-back 50-point games. The first
hasn't
time
been done
since
in pretty much anyone's lifetime, okay?
1950.
Except for, like, Scott White, okay? I mean, seriously.
Ouch. Just threw you under the bus, Scotty.
Hey, you're old.
Anyways, yeah, 1950.
Doc Robb was alive.
Yes. 1950, really? What? Doc Robb was what, like two?
Yeah.
Two, okay. But now, 1950 was the last
time.
He may
not have been alive
and it
yet.
Happened twice that season.
Isn't that weird? Happened twice. Something that hasn't happened in a couple generations.
60 years, 60 plus
happened
years.
Happened twice in 1 year. Well, that's kind of the way things run. So, yeah, amazing what's going on there in Seattle. Do you not think rookie of the year?
And here's the craziest. The New York Giants, who scored 50 points last year, last weekend, they scored 50 on the Saints, were shut out this week. That's the first time that's happened. And I don't know how long.
2,000 years.
It hasn't been that long, but it's been a while.
So, Steven, just let me make the really quick case here for Russell Wilson.
Okay, make it, because there's a lot of great rookies. So make it.
Yeah, okay. We'll start with Almo.
Okay.
And I've been trying to get Alfred Morris of the Washington Redskins. Terrific, terrific. He would win it any other year.
Okay.
But we're going to go upstairs here to his daddy and his quarterback, Robert Griffin III.
Yes.
He missed now a full game and part of another game because of injury.
Injuries.
That hurts your chances significantly because you can't boost
and
your numbers.
He missed actually part of another game where he got knocked out of the game.
Yeah. With a concussion. Yeah. And battled back like a real man. Now let's go to Andrew Luck, who leads the league at interceptions. Now let's take a look at Russell Wilson III. Yeah. Russell Wilson III.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
We don't know his pedigree. The guy's thrown, 9 interceptions all season?
But he hasn't thrown the ball quite as much as Andrew Luck.
No, but how many? He's run for more touchdowns than Robert Griffin?
Yes.
Come on. He's the kid's sick. And he's 5'9". This is not the Special Olympics here, okay, friends?
Right.
So you don't get credit for being disabled in some way or less than in some way. But he is. And he's still the best. The best rookie that's out there this year, right now, consistently, beginning to end. He's had some terrible games, but so has everybody else on this rookie campaign. That's my case.
We know where Jeff's case is.
Well, I'll cast my vote.
I don't have the bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing.
But this just in, Coach Mike Tomlin says Roethlisberger is on board with our offense.
That is not true at all. Thank you for lying to us. Because after the game, when he was asked about not going no huddle after the game and Todd Haley not having any no huddle in there, Ben says, you'll have to ask him because it's inexplicable to me. If that's a ringing endorsement for your offensive coordinator, I don't know what isn't, okay?
Yeah.
Because that clearly isn't. And so Tomlin's trying to put out fires here. Pittsburgh's in trouble. They are in trouble. This whole, they're going to give it to the Cincinnati Bengals. They're just going to say, here you go. Here you go, kids. You guys enjoy this.
So the playoffs in the AFC, they're pretty much set.
Except for the North.
As far as I know. Well, no, I think the Ravens win the division.
Still?
Yeah, I think the Ravens
still
win the division. They'll beat the Giants this week. I'm going on record. They beat the Giants this week. They're not losing four in a row. They're not.
And the Giants are?
Yes.
I thought that I thought this Ravens team, also one of my factors, they ain't losing three in a row.
Yeah.
They ain't losing three in a row.
I saw them losing three. They're not losing four. They're not going to lose four. Cincinnati, they're beating Pittsburgh this week, and it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Steelers.
So the wild cards will be Cincinnati and Indianapolis, and that will be done because Indianapolis, they get the Chiefs this week. Everybody beats the Chiefs. You only got to
beat the Chiefs. You get kicked out of the league.
You only got to score 7 points. Heck, score a field goal. Score three. You'll win 3-0.
Do what the Raiders did.
Five field goals. Yes, 15-0. So there you go. So that AFC done. Boom. Done. Right? And with the Broncos now getting the number 2 seed because the Patriots lost, Broncos are saying thank you very much. We'll take the number 2 seed. Houston will be number 1. Set. Boom. Done. There
Can
you go.
I
There's
be
the
in
two mice.
Denver for the AFC.
We're
going to
find a way. What did you say? 16 hours? 16-hour drive. 16-hour drive.
I'm good with that. You didn't want to do the 8-hour drive?
I don't.
Why don't you want to drive?
Because we're going to be on a plane for 3.5 hours.
What is a 3-hour plane ride? Who
it's
cares?
It's a 3.5 plane ride
so
and
what?
Then another 3 hours driving.
In a car.
No, no.
Steven, I love driving across America.
No, and by the way, it's
I haven't.
And it's the same price flying to Houston as flying to New Orleans.
I love driving across America.
We're flying to New Orleans. Okay.
I don't want to. What about Mississippi?
I haven't checked there yet.
All right.
Then over in the NFC, I'm just giving you playoffs now because, you know, we've been going for an hour and
we've talked
about one game, but that's all right. People will, you know, they'll get over it.
They get what they pay for.
That's true. Over in the NFC, we know that the Falcons now have clinched the division. The Green Bay Packers, let's give them a little clap, just a little one. They clinched their division now. It's theirs.
Convincingly.
Yes, they beat the Bears. Well, except for that stupid play, and we'll get to that in a moment. I think, based on what I saw in New England, San Francisco will go to Seattle and win. I was questioning it for a while. Mm-hmm. But I think they will go into Seattle and win that game.
San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay.
And they will win that division.
Now, can we get I need a little hand clap for the Atlanta Falcons. I've been looking for a statement win.
A signature win.
I call it a statement. Okay. You call it a list. A rankings.
You call it rankings.
I've been needing a statement win from this Falcons team.
Yes.
Show me. Not the record. Don't show me your record. Show me your play.
Yes.
And when you shut out the defending Super Bowl champions, you showed me something.
Yes.
Thank you. I will now happily plug you in the number 2 spot in my power rankings.
Yes.
Happily.
They don't get 2 for me.
I'll have to look.
Yeah,
at my rankings.
I don't think they're 2 for you either, but that's
okay.
It
might be 3,
yeah,
maybe
might
4.
Be might be 3 or 4.
Dallas Cowboys definitely go up to 11.
Yeah, the Cowboys, I think, I don't know. I haven't even looked at my list. But
rankings.
Cowboys, Redskins, it's going to go down the final week.
Sure. Cowboys have, and that's going to get flexed to primetime.
Cowboys get Saints.
That's going to get flexed.
Is it?
NBC's going to flex it into primetime for week 17. What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? You get the Dallas Cowboys with the chance
the
to go to the playoffs?
Redskins.
Come on.
Yeah, and the Redskins.
Winner wins the division.
Yeah, probably.
Winner chicken dinner.
This week.
You guys are going to be the final game of the regular season.
This week, Redskins got Philly.
Then you're
going to
have
Cowboys
a short week
because
you're going to have to play on Saturday.
Here are the 3 teams in the NFCs. Redskins have Philly. Cowboys have the Saints. Giants have the Ravens. Cowboys are at home. Giants are on the road.
Ravens win.
Yeah. Can Cowboys beat the Saints at home?
In Dallas?
Yeah.
I don't know. That always confuses me, the at home. Well, who's at home? You know, the New Orleans Saints, talk about an enigma, Steven. I don't know.
Yeah.
This game's a coin toss.
I'm with you. I don't know how they shut out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Serious.
Well, okay, I know
their
how.
Defense has improved
Josh Freeman
dramatically.
Had 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions, and a fumble.
And here's what concerns me for your Cowboys.
Yeah,
the New Orleans defense. You go back the last 3 games; they have significantly bought into. I want to say Greg Schiano, but it's not. It's
Steve Spagnuolo.
Steve Spagnuolo's defensive philosophy.
You think they're finally on
page? They're finally getting on board with this defense, and their defense is playing well.
Yeah, I disagree.
Look at the numbers. I just challenge you.
Okay, challenge me.
And I think that their defense is playing so well that they're going to give difficult time to the Dallas Cowboys.
They got blown out by the Giants. Eli Manning put up 50 on them.
50.
That was last week. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't even have to look up anything. I can tell you that. I was 50 points last week.
Okay. New Orleans is they're a little prolific right now. 41 points?
Yeah.
Against the Bucs?
They got short fields. Freeman kept giving them the ball at the 30.
That helps.
Yeah.
52 points the week before. Wow. Where's Drew Brees been? He threw
four touchdowns this week, but he had short fields.
But here's the thing. They had not, and now mind you, this is the New Orleans Saints. They are in a whole other planet of NFL offenses. Okay,
yes.
You agree?
Yes.
So when I say this, Kansas City Chief fans, don't say, what the hell are you talking about? We don't even score half that. I know. But they were averaging like 31, 32 points a game on offense. That is not the New Orleans Saints. Now, finally, 52, 41. Now we're talking. That's what we expect.
Yeah.
And actually, Steven, they allowed 52 points to the Giants. I just can't believe that, Steven.
Believe it. I am not lying to you.
It is just this week where they finally put up a 40-burger. It was their first time scoring more than 38 points this season.
All season. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And it took a bunch of turnovers from the other team and short fields.
So they're really not very good on defense.
And one thing that I could say, Tony Romo, in his last seven games, has only had three turnovers.
Tony's been the big dog, but remember, that's like the announcer saying, he hasn't hit a home run in 750 at-bats. Yeah, we always got to be careful about that.
Yes.
A little jinxing of things. And by the way, Josh Hamilton, congratulations. Welcome to Anaheim. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, Mike, I was talking to him when that happened, and he wanted me to tell you congratulations. You should be happy about that.
I'll be spending a lot of time in Anaheim
this
season. Yeah.
A lot of time
in Anaheim. I'm thinking even spring training.
I'm losing Jeff. Once the football season's
Pujols?
Over. I'm never going to see
Hamilton?
You again. I know.
Back to back? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's at least try to get to some games for the people.
Games of importance. Very important.
They want it.
Very important. Very
they
important.
Want it, Jeffrey.
Go. Well, hit bang it. You've got the sounds. I can't do it, Dave. Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens. Steven and I both said
Denver until you decided to change the game.
I'm such an idiot.
You are, but that's okay. We love you.
34-17. The Broncos just smoked Baltimore on the road. Plus, it was supposed to rain the whole time, Steven, and it didn't rain.
I'll tell you what happened.
It rained just on my pants just now because I spilled water.
Game's 10-0. Denver's up 10-0.
Steven, explain to me meteorologically why this didn't happen.
Why it didn't rain?
It was supposed to be pouring down rain.
Because you believe in meteorologists and they're wrong.
If you don't believe in meteorologists, they exist. I met one.
Okay, I meant to say you believe them, not you don't believe in them.
Oh, yeah, no,
you
I did believe them.
I don't believe in them.
I'm like, damn.
I believe in them.
That's bordering on ignorant.
But they're wrong more often than not.
Well, certainly here in L.A. where it's the easiest job in the world. What happened yesterday? Yeah, it's going to happen today.
It's hot. No, it wasn't. It rained. It's going to rain. It was hot.
Easiest job in the world. So basically, they have to have big boobs, a tiny waist, and own a lot of short skirts.
Yes.
And that qualifies you as a meteorologist here in L.A.
That's great.
And it works. I watch.
Do you?
Well, not the green screen and what's going on there.
I watch at the green screen because I want to see. If she can point at
accurately,
the sun. And say it's going to be sunny.
That's its skill.
That's all you need.
I could not do that. I was at Channel 7 here in L.A., KABC, Channel 7.
And you pointed at the sun and said it's going to be your 60% chance of rain.
It's a real challenge. Because you have a monitor,
right,
basically, for the corner of your eye. for to see what's behind you.
Yes.
And you have to literally, out of the corner of your eye, memorize where everything is and then point accurately with your fingertip because it's just a giant green screen.
Yes.
So hats off to the girls with the big boobs and the little skirts who can point.
But the Broncos dominated the Ravens. They
won
their ninth.
Isn't that qualification for Wheel of Fortune?
I think so.
Big boobs, well. Small waist, small skirt,
no,
and
Wheel
able
of Fortune
to point.
Only has one girl.
Well, you have to turn the letter.
That no, that's
turn,
the...
You have to actually... No, you don't turn the letter. No,
you just
touch
have to touch it. Yes.
So that's pointing.
Yes.
So it is the same qualification. You could be a weather forecaster in LA,
yes,
or be the good looking girl in Wheel of Fortune,
or one of the models from The Price is Right, where you just point at the prize.
That's true. Yes. Wow, there's a lot of opportunities
there,
for girls like
there
that.
Are. There
you
are.
Know what? God bless America.
Yes. But I was saying, Broncos' ninth straight win. They're the hottest team in football,
and nobody's talking about them.
They're the only team. They're the only team, Jeffrey, who has a top five defense and a top five offense. They are the most complete
and
team
special
in football.
Teams.
I don't know where the special teams
are. They're in
ranked.
The top 10.
Are they?
Yeah.
This team, I'm changing my Super Bowl pick.
Mike asked me last night, and I said, right now, the way I see it, I see Broncos 49ers.
God, I don't want Broncos 49ers. Broncos, anybody else.
Why not the 49ers?
I
because you're mad about Kaepernick. We've got so many friends up there in the Bay Area.
We do.
Matt, Mindy.
Yeah, I like them all very much.
I got a cap tip for Peter King giving love to Matt Barrows.
Good.
In his column. Not Mayoko. Mayoko gets all the attention because
yes.
he's taller.
Okay.
And look, Barrows works as hard as anybody up there with the 49ers beat writers working for the Sacramento Bee. He deserves love, too. And Mindy's cuter than all of them. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, Steven, it's got to be them. It's got to be the 49ers and the – see, you got the young upstarts, and you got Grandpa with his surgically fused neck. What a great Super Bowl.
He'll take them to school. He'll say, this is why I didn't go to you when you wanted
oh
me.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom,
new
boom,
subplot.
Boom. Yeah.
New subplot.
New subplot right there.
You tried to recruit me. You couldn't.
And here's why. Because I knew I could be
the
able to do this
The weather would be better.
You.
It wouldn't be as cold.
Anyways, 34-17, Denver just took care of business. They continued to take care of business. They are now
every
in
day.
Prime position. Get this, Jeffrey, to not only be the number two seed, if Houston falters, they can get the number one seed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Everything rolls through Mile High.
And you do not want to go to Mile High to play Peyton Manning in the snow. But I don't think Peyton Manning wants to play in the snow either.
Look,
so I don't know. That's going to be interesting.
I think he'll be fine. Really? I don't know how. The modern marvels of technology.
Yes.
Steven, do you know how high a mile is?
It's a mile high.
Come on, give me the feet. Come on, pull
it's
it up.
It's a mile.
Come on, you know the
I'm
footage.
Not, I don't know the
You really
footage.
Don't?
Not off the top of my head.
Fascinating.
I
guess the reason I do is because my childhood camp was at a mile, and
really?
They literally had the elevation posted. Maybe that's why.
5,000?
And a little more.
5,200?
Yes, and a little more.
5,300?
No, less. 5,280.
5,280. Okay, there you go.
5,280 feet. I thought it was like, you know, like knowing what 911 numbers are.
No.
Digits, you know? I said, what are the numbers for 911? I need to call it.
So 5,280.
Yeah. 5,280 feet. Yeah. I mean, that's really high.
That's a mile. Yeah.
That's 1 mile. I thought since you were a runner too, you'd know, but they were in meters probably by the time you were there. Okay.
Yeah, it was always meters.
So 1 mile high, Denver, Colorado. That is a long way up.
That is.
The air is thin. That is why.
Real quickly before we leave this game, can you tell me how come Ray Rice only had like 36 yards in this game?
You see what happened was they fired our offensive coordinator and they brought in a guy that's better.
I was about to say, look, they're winning 10-0. Baltimore's getting ready to come in, make it a 10-7, at worst, 10-3 game. We got a football game. Flacco throws a pick, gets returned 99 yards, touchdown, boom, they're up 17-0, and they never look back.
It was
never
a close game.
It's
close to the coin toss. That's about it.
Very interesting.
And Baltimore was on at home.
The Indianapolis Colts travel to Houston to face the Texans, and... Congratulations, Houston Texans, by virtue of their win over the Indianapolis Colts. They are now the AFC South division winners.
Yay.
They have won for the second consecutive year, won the division. 29-17, J.J. Watt was a beast.
What?
Exactly. He was a beast. Three sacks.
Defensive player of the year.
Forced fumble.
Hands down.
Ten tackles. And of those 10 tackles, 7 of them were for a loss, Jeffrey, okay? That means he tackled the dude behind the line of scrimmage. He was credited for 4 quarterback hits on top of his 3 sacks. He lived in the backfield.
Defensive MVP was in play until Justin Smith got injured.
Yeah.
That pretty much made it. It's watch for the losing now, because you moved one standard deviation above the pack.
Well, he tied Alden Smith. They now both have 19 and a half sacks, because Smith didn't get any this week against
Alden
the
Alden and Justin. Alden.
Alden.
Alden, sorry. I
they both have 19 and a half sacks. Alden didn't get any. They're both tied. With 2 games left, one of them is going to catch Michael Strahan, right?
Amazing.
One of them's got to do it.
It is a great day for these linebackers here in the NFL, and these guys are special.
Yeah.
And again, to do it there in Houston in a 3-4, to me, makes it that much more special.
All right.
You got further to run if you're on the outside of a 3-4, don't you? I mean, and you're back off the – I mean, frequently you creep up to the line.
The way the Cowboys and the Houston Texans play their 3-4s, they're 3-4s. But they kind of, when they line cheat. Up, they really look like a 4-3. They get one outside linebacker to come up and line up like a defensive end. So a lot of people confuse them at times. They're like, really? He's an outside linebacker? Because he sure looks like he played defensive end to me.
Right.
Because that's how they line up a lot of times. And that's where the confusion is. But
fair
you're
enough.
Right. He is a linebacker. So the Texans just got to give it you know what? Come on, Dallas. I want to see the All-Texas Super Bowl. Come on.
So here's the thing. It is a good time to be a fan of Texas football.
Yes.
It's a bad time to be a fan of New York football.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's just sad. It's really, really
the
sad.
Jets, I don't even want to talk about Monday Night Football.
We don't have to.
It hurt me.
It's a nap game.
Was it a nap game? Good.
Yeah.
You know what? And that was the classic definition of napkin.
It sure was.
Classic.
It was ugly as could be. It was so ugly that we skipped updates sometimes.
Did you?
Last night on my show.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you.
Screw it.
Yeah.
Screw it. We're not even going to do it. Score hasn't changed in an hour, has it? No. We're not going to do an update. So Colts, Texans, congratulations to the Texans. Colts, look, you played valiantly, but you were a little outmatched there on the road. And hopefully next time you guys see each other in 2 weeks, you'll be better equipped. And hopefully the Texans will still be playing for something, because it would be a lot of fun to see these teams play
when
it matters.
You know what? And the Indianapolis Colts, I got to give it to them, because I really didn't think they were going to win that Lions game. And because they came back to win that Lions game that they were losing,
right,
that effectively got them in the playoffs, because next week they play the
Chiefs. It's like their third come from behind win in a row.
They're not beating the Texans. The Texans know they got to keep winning. They want the number one seed. They got to win out.
Think that they're going to have to win out?
They have
Atlanta?
To. They have to. Denver's right on their tail. They have to win out. They have to.
Okay, we're talking about
Houston and Denver.
We're talking about this and AFC there.
Yes.
So Denver and who else is pushing? Who's pushing them?
They're 12-2.
Right.
They're 11-3. One game back.
Okay. Yeah. You cannot look. The difference of being in Houston,
or being in Denver
is
now. Wait a minute. Technically, Houston beat them. Beat Denver already. So they would get a tiebreaker. So they only have to win one.
That's what I thought.
So Houston only has to win one.
They could mail in that last game at Indy.
Man, do you really want to do that, though?
At Indy. Look, that is the classic coaching conundrum, and we go there every season, Steven. So we're not going to go there right now. The Giants at the Falcons.
The Falconies!
Oh, my.
Ooh, plus, by the way, They got the Vikings. They got Adrian Peterson this week. Houston may not win this week. They may need to win that last week.
The deal I make if I'm Gary Kubiak is I'll give Adrian Peterson 200 yards and 3 touchdowns, and now you sit him, and let's see if we can beat you.
But Frazier already
isn't that a decent plan?
It is.
I'll give you that.
Leslie Frazier already said, I already pulled Adrian aside, and they had a conversation on Monday after the game.
Do tell. I haven't heard this.
Okay, so Frazier talked to – he's like, we understand you really want that record, and we really want to get you that record, but we're still in the mix for the playoffs here.
Damn it.
So it's more important.
Of all the seasons to be in the mix for the playoffs, because, look, you're not going to win a playoff game, okay? You're not that good a team.
But because
Christian Ponder is not a very good quarterback. He's okay.
Because they beat the Bears and the Rams this week, they're 8-6.
They didn't beat them both this week.
Well, over the last 2 weeks, they won back-to-back games.
I like fun.
You just like messing around with me. But because they did, they won those two games, they are at 8-6. Tie with the Cowboys and the Redskins and the Giants and the Bears.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
If the Vikings somehow, inexplicably, find a way to beat Houston this coming week, they can get into playoffs.
Playoff?
But I think, really, the two go hand in hand. I think if Adrian does well, you will control the game and win.
What about the week before where Adrian did really well and they lost the game?
That was against Green Bay.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's not even good enough to have a great day running the football.
Yeah.
Because it used to be if you had a running back get 100 yards or something like that,
you
were guaranteed to win the game. Now, you can't even get 200 yards to be guaranteed to win the game. Because you got to have something else out there.
Well, it's a passing-oriented football game.
It's oriental.
Yes, it is.
All right.
The Atlanta Falcons, they took it. Look, man, Eli Manning, when you throw an interception on the second play of scrimmage, like you get the kickoff first. You win the toss. You get the kickoff. We got the ball. First play, hand it off. Second play, interception. Oh, wait, what just happened? Wait a minute. We didn't even get the chance to go 3-and-out and punt it to you guys. You got the interception. We went 2-and-out and you got the ball right here at the 30. Mm-hmm. And then Atlanta goes boom, boom, boom. Touchdown 7-0. Yes, like that.
Yeah,
you're
but
like,
the Jets were given short fields and they didn't score.
Yeah, this two different teams. You cannot compare.
So one of them sucks.
You cannot
compare. I get it.
You cannot compare what 4-8, 4-9.
The Jets
with
are 11-9.
With 12-2, they're what 5-8.
Do you know what the Jets' record is?
5-8.
The Jets are 6-8.
6-8. Okay, 6-8.
Do not be mistaken.
Okay, 6-8. You can't control 6-8 with 12-2.
Steve, that's a big their difference. Record.
That's a 6-game difference.
Relative though, just I'm saying, there's a 2-game difference between them and the Giants.
Yeah.
They could actually technically finish tied with the Giants.
They could.
And that would be hilarious.
If they were both 8-8, what
happens to New York?
New York
would go apoplectic, man.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Become escape from New York all over again. The whole city would go nuts.
I just know there's going to be
Falcons,
a lot of
Falcons, good job,
football.
Good win. Packers, Bears, we've talked about it. And look,
I do want to mention this. Look, it's 21-10. Your defense just got off the field. They stopped the Bears. The Bears punt. And for some crazy reason, you have Randall Cobb do a trick throwback play to Jeremy Cott or what the I don't even know what the
I
dude's
don't
name
know.
Is. And he drops the ball and the Bears recover it. And all of a sudden, if they score a touchdown, it's 21-17. They're right back in the football game. You just opened up the door. You opened up Pandora's box for the Bears. Now, fortunately, the Bears are not that good, and they weren't able to score a touchdown, and they had to settle for a field goal. Fortunately for you, and you escaped with a victory, but come on, man. You're going to try and run a trick play when you're up by 11 on the road with less than 6 minutes in a game. That's just dumb.
Aaron Rodgers, QBR rating, 83. His third straight game with the QBR
Explain
at
the
least
QBR.
80.
I don't think we've talked about what QBR is. That's the new ESPN-centric.
It's cool.
I don't like the QBR.
Look, ESPN's
the only place where you get it. That's the only place anybody even has knowledge of the QBR is ESPN. Nobody else uses it.
I can't finish my sentence.
Okay,
That's a shame.
I'm sorry.
That's a shame. I'm moving on. So I can't say QBR, but I can say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, you're really, really good.
I'm just going to say, if you're going to use QBR, explain what it is, please.
Look, just because I'm talking to a guy who can explain a quarterback rating doesn't mean that this is a fair conversation, okay? No other human can explain the quarterback rating.
Now, there's a passer rating that everybody knows and everybody's familiar
but
with.
But nobody knows how to do it except you.
Okay.
That's but weird.
If you say QBR, I don't even know half our listeners have heard that expression.
Okay.
So explain it. It's the quarterback rating system that ESPN uses. That's all I was looking for.
They didn't do it all by themselves.
They're the only
Stats Inc. is the ones who actually
created
came up
for
with it. And then they bought Stats Inc. Okay? So they didn't just pull it out of their butt, ESPN. If ESPN created something, I am leery of it.
It was created for ESPN, Jeffrey. It was created for ESPN.
By another company.
But it was created for them because they asked for it.
Probably because they wanted something simpler to comprehend
okay.
than the quarterback rating, which is so convoluted and bizarre.
Passer rating.
Whatever. See, I can't even say that right.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is really, really good. He threw a couple of passes that were disgustingly good, like literally threading a needle. And I am he is so cool.
Yes.
And they are just getting healthier, this Green Bay Packers team.
Yeah,
Clay Matthews coming back.
For someone who, Jeffrey,
want to see something more impressive,
right? Something more impressive. This was not impressive.
I don't disagree with that.
They should have dominated the Bears
And
by
they should
more.
Have won by more. You're yeah. right. They should have won by more. But you know what? They're getting healthier. And I'm not too concerned about that.
They still have no running game.
30
they can't
TDs.
Run the ball.
Can I give you this stat? You know what a TD is, right?
I do.
Okay.
This
don't is
be
the
a jerk.
Third season.
Don't be a jerk.
But being a jerk is kind of my nature.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying don't.
But I'm so good at
okay.
it. What do you do if you have a gift that hurts people?
Yeah, that's not a good gift. I would take the gift back.
Return to sender.
Yes. Here is your gift back. Thank you for thinking of me, but this is
really
not one I could use.
These shoes with the nails on the inside? Not so much. Really.
Aaron
Rodgers, three
use.
Touchdown passes in the Packers win. Got his third season with at least 30 touchdown passes. Third player in NFL history with three 30 touchdown seasons before the age of 30.
Yeah.
How cool is that? You know who he joins? Brett Favre. Dan Marino.
Okay.
That's a pretty good company.
That is a good list. That is a good list. Aaron Rodgers, remember where everybody was like, he was being,
I was just asking for him to start.
Well, no, but
I wanted Brett Favre to be fired.
Even before he was drafted, he's just sitting there.
He was not the
remember?
Same in the green room, him being all sad in the green room. Absolutely. But, Steven, he was not the same
chick.
Quarterback
he
that he was
that,
at Cal.
He was there with that hot chick, and he was just like, He looked like a little lost puppy dog. He had the little puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, he did. They were a little swollen. A little swollen. Probably a little bit of crying.
And then look at him now.
But Stevie.
And now there's. And now, like the Raiders, who passed on him not once but twice, don't they wish they would have made that move?
I don't think you can go there in this case because being the Pac-10 / now Pac-12 guys that we are, we got an opportunity that most people in the country don't get to see, which is to see him play in college.
Yeah.
If he some reason makes the Super Bowl where you can actually have time with players to have extended conversations, I'm going to focus exclusively with Aaron and his college days, and I want him comparing himself as a player to who he was at Cal and who he is today because, look, that guy ain't even the same guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, but he's matured, obviously.
He's matured dramatically, but his whole style of
what
play,
I would ask
he's
him,
so smart.
What I would ask him is how much did you grow?
I'm not going to ask the Breeze question. Or the Brett Favre question. I'm not going to ask the Brett Favre question.
No, it doesn't even have to be Brett Favre.
Good, because Brett Favre didn't teach him jack.
I know, but how much did he grow just
sitting
there?
Behind a quarterback
yeah.
and learning
and
the
not
job.
Not having to get on the field year
right
one.
Away, which yeah. is where we are today. But
because
we're also seeing success.
Do we have the same Aaron Rodgers if he comes out
no,
that first
no,
year
no.
and just starts to
guarantee
play
you don't. Because he literally, I've heard him talk about this, the work that he had to put into changing his throwing mechanics, his footwork and things like that were dramatically different than they were at Cal. And it's been fun to see a guy become the greatest quarterback next to Tom Brady, I think. So that's all there is to it. We've got one last game to talk about in the games of importance category.
Steelers Cowboys.
Oh, daddy.
Game goes to overtime. The second overtime game that the Cowboys play against an AFC North rival. They went to overtime against the Browns. took the Steelers. Now, they take a 10-0 lead. I'm just going to give Jason Garrett props that his team actually came out and played some solid football to start
the football
game. And
that the Cowboys were not down by 24 at the half.
Right, right.
Because that is the Dallas Cowboys circa 2012.
But then they came back. They were up 10-0. Let the Steelers get them again 10-10. They took a 17-10 lead. Steelers tied it up. Then the Steelers took a 24-17 lead. And you were thinking, okay, this is over. And then Antonio Brown takes the punt. Looks like he's gone, except he forgot the football.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
Yeah, you might want that. Because he didn't even think. Because one thing that the Steelers had said, that based on that game that they played against Cleveland, where they had like 8 fumbles in that game, that they were like, the minute you get into any kind of traffic, protect the football.
Tuck it.
And he was so focused on
even 17 points of contact even between you and that football.
Even Trisha said, yeah, all he was thinking was, how am I going to pose once I get into the
pretty
end zone?
Pretty much.
Because that's what he saw the end
zone. Where did I
hide
the Sharpie in my sock?
And it was like, oops, you forgot that there's people around you. That strip was pretty good. And that saved the Cowboys' season. The fact that Tony Romo was able to get the team into the end zone.
My son at the new BJ's on Colorado Boulevard, which is exquisite.
Jump up and down.
Jumping up and down.
Scream
in
like
our
a
booth,
little girl.
In our booth. This boy, he's lost weight again.
Really?
He doesn't have an eating disorder. He has a weight retention disorder.
Yes.
He's been a freshman in college, and you know about the freshman 10. Well, he's losing the freshman 10 and giving it to some girl because he's lost almost 10 pounds. I feel badly
for him. He's playing ultimate frisbee.
Yes.
That's all run. So he's running around like a
and
probably
it's
like
harder to snack
crazy. Yes.
When you have a dining commons.
Yes.
He's still
oh, he hasn't learned the sneak food back to your dorm room?
They have the police at the doors.
You can't sneak the food.
No, you can't sneak food back to your dorm room. They have a lady. She was
that
so militaristic, Steven.
Right.
We went in and I had a coupon for lunch.
Yes.
Because I'm an alumnus who's given a fair deal of money to the school and now as a child there. Yeah. I have a coupon for lunch.
Okay.
And the lady, I'm like showing her the coupon. Sir, you can't eat here. And I'm like, ma'am, I have a coupon thing. Fine. Holy crap. We used to sneak past the lady all the time just for fun.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, they've got a system that is so bulletproof, you cannot get food in or out of there. And it's crazy. So, yeah. Anyways. But so, Jordan.
That's how I lived in college.
Yeah. You bring home tons of food.
Yeah,
and
the muffins and the
bread. So you go on your meal
bread.
Plan for one meal a day? Was that your meal plan?
No, I had, no, please. I had to eat 3 times a day, man.
Okay,
I was
but
running.
You needed third breakfast.
Yeah. yes, I needed third breakfast.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Jordan at BJ's in our booth watching the Cowboys game. I took he and his best friend, and we had lunch and just treated him to a bazookies and everything.
Yeah.
He's jumping up and down in the booth. The 6'2" man with a red beard jumping up and down.
Nice.
In a booth. So excited. At
he
the
still
Cowboys.
Has the beard?
No, it's coming back. He shaved it for the formal.
Okay.
Because he wanted to look Rico Suave for the formal.
He did, by the way.
But red beard's coming back.
Yeah. So did you get the 411 on his formal date?
Just friends, but she was a volleyball player, and he agreed that dating someone that tall would be epic. So he understood that daddy's right. You want to date a volleyball player before you leave college.
You want to date him.
You do.
Okay.
First of all, they're generally cute, and they're tall.
Yes.
That is all the time we have, friends, unfortunately. But we did get through the games of importance like
we
pushed.
Yes.
And we tried. And we're trying. We read the comments on Facebook. We said, make sure you get through some of the games, guys. Come on. But we generally talk football the whole time.
We did.
Because as we get near the playoffs, we've got a lot of things to talk about related.
I will just say one more time, I'm going to take this because we didn't get to Bucks.
Muscle hamster
didn't get money.
And I think Steven might be, I think he might
be. I am the smartest man alive. I told you the Vikings would beat the Rams. So that, Jeffrey, now you're
3-7-1.
With 2 weeks in the regular season and the playoffs.
I will be having to make stupid pick for the Super Bowl.
Stupid pick for the Super Bowl.
Probably.
So that's where we are. So, Jeffrey, you have four bucks. Your stack has...
Don't talk about my stack.
It's come down.
I have 4 bills with dollars on them.
So, basically, we are now even. We have... So, we've been doing this for like 4 weeks. You don't have four bills. You have three.
I have four.
I'm up a dollar.
I have four bills with a dollar on them is what I said specifically.
Yes, but your $1 is split in two.
Just because it's torn in half.
So you have three bills.
I have four pieces of paper with $1 on them.
Okay, if that's how you want to see it.
It is.
So now I am up a buck. That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you. We are having way too much fun.
I'll give it right back, I promise.
Okay, there you go. Don't! Oh, I cannot believe.
Now, we both have half dollars.
Oh, why?
I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Miranda. Bye. You've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. You ripped my dollar.
At least I didn't rip you off.
He really did. I knew I...
That's a federal crime. Destroying U.S. currency. Federal crime.